Going.
All right. So we've got the meeting started, recording. We'll call the meeting to order at 10:04 a.m. Consider approval of agenda. This is the updated agenda from last week, adopting the various bond documents. And then we'll also be rescinding the authorizing resolution that we approved on December 12th, last Friday, just to clean everything up. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
Motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second?
Were you able to hear that, you guys?
No. Was that a...
Yeah, Beverly seconded it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Public comment. I don't see any public on the line. If anyone would like to speak, now's the time. Okay, we'll move into the action items. So, Adam, do you want to just walk through the rest of the agenda here for A, B, and C, please?
Yeah. So on Friday, we walked through the two different resolutions and made motions to approve. One of these resolutions wasn't formally on the agenda, so we just need a motion to rescind the approval of that resolution. And then right after that, we'll go ahead and take the formal action today. So is there
a motion to rescind the recent agenda or the recent item?
Perfect. And is there a second?
Beverly, can you second that?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And then moving into B. So this is the authorizing resolution with respect to the various assessment documents that we walked through on Friday. And then just a reminder again with this one, we'll need to post both physically on site within the district boundaries and on the Utah Public Notice website, the fully executed and compiled versions of the assessment ordinance and designation resolution. As soon as we have receipt that has been posted in those two places, we'll start our 30-day contestability period. Our paralegal Mary Barnes sent an email to the group just this morning with the signature packet for those documents. And so if the board could get us those signed pages back as soon as possible, we'll be able to compile the executed versions and then recirculate those for posting.
Okay.
Any questions about this resolution or any of the posting instructions I just went through?
No, Beverly has a question. What's that, Beverly? Yeah, if you want to just, he can just be there and stay on the phone. Oh, okay. Or if he's there with you, he can just, you know, be on the call just like this. Oh, I see. Let's see. I think I sent him the meeting ID. Yeah. Sent him the number with the code to get in. Sorry, Scott's trying to get into the meeting real quick.
No problem.
You have the meeting ID is 775-629-251 pound. Is that? Yep. Should be good.
Is Scott trying to log in, Dave?
Yeah, he's calling in. Yep.
Okay. Do you want to move forward or wait for him,
yeah.
Dave?
No, you can move forward. You can keep going.
All right, okay. Adam, I think we just need a motion and a second on B, right?
Yeah. So do we have a motion for adoption of resolution 2025-08?
Yes, I'll motion to approve resolution 2025-08.
Okay. And is there a second?
Did you hear her second?
No, I haven't been able to hear Beverly. I don't know if that's just on my end or.
It's weird. Anyways, she seconded it.
Okay. Great.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. And then moving on to our last item here. So this is the bond resolution, which authorizes the issuance of the bonds in a maximum amount of $15,711,000. Also subject to various other maximum financial terms. Can't mature in longer than 31 years, maximum interest rate of 13%, and must be sold at a discount not greater than 5%. And then also approving various forms of documents to be executed at closing. There are no posting requirements with respect to this resolution. Any questions or comments? Okay.
Oh, I'll motion to approve as so stated.
Great. Thanks, Dave. Do we have a second?
My second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Perfect. Passes unanimously. That's it for bond council items, Shannon.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Anything else from the board today?
I don't think so.
All right. Just a reminder, we've got our final budget adoption for the 2025 amended and 2026 operating and capital budgets on this Thursday, the 18th at 3 p.m. That's all we have this morning. We'll adjourn at 10:11 a.m. We'll see you in a couple days.
Thank you.
Yeah. Take care, everybody. Everyone. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you.